NewsRamp, Environmental and Energy Podcast, Friday evening, January 30th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority to build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Rock breaks ESG Gold Corp. eyes expanded gold, silver, and base metal potential at Montauban. ESG Gold Corp., an exploration stage company, is eyeing expanded gold, silver, and base metal potential at Montauban. A recent article highlights the company's progress on the Montauban project, revealing a potentially larger mineral district. CEO Gordon Robb notes the significant milestone of a comprehensive geological model showing a multi-layered mineral system. ES Gold focuses on clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, positioning itself for long-term value. Fairchild Gold Corp. positions for structural copper strength as global supply tightens. Fairchild Gold Corp. is strategically positioning itself for the growing demand in copper as global supply tightens. With copper prices exceeding $6 per pound, the company's focus on gold and copper exploration assets in North America aligns with the increasing need for these critical metals in infrastructure and electrification projects. This strategic move reflects Fairchild's commitment to leveraging market shifts for long-term growth.
Analyzing the key drivers of the copper market in 2025. Copper dominated commodity headlines in 2025, with disruptions, tariffs, and volatile pricing reshaping the market. Demand strengthened due to accelerating electrification. Demand strengthened and optimism around AI and data infrastructure growth. Geopolitics and trade policies impacted the market, affecting companies like Max Power Mining Corp. M&W provides specialized communications for the mining sector, offering access to a vast network of solutions for maximum impact.
EV sales surpassed gasoline vehicle sales in Europe. Europe's car market reached a significant milestone as electric vehicle sales surpassed gasoline vehicle sales in December. Battery electric vehicles accounted for 22.6% of new EU registrations, edging out internal combustion engine cars at 22.5%. This shift reflects changing consumer preferences and the evolving regulatory landscape. Hybrids remain popular, but electric vehicles are now leading the market in Europe.
Solar and wind to dominate new energy generation in the U.S. Solar, wind, and battery storage are set to dominate new electricity capacity in the U.S. in 2026, as federal data reveals renewables as the primary source shaping future generation growth. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is at the forefront of this shift, spearheading the move towards renewables in the maritime industry. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focused on green economy companies, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Zeriant, Inc. ZERI water-resistant panels offer potential impact on flood risk discussion. Zeriant Inc.'s water-resistant panels are making waves in flood risk discussions, offering a potential solution to mitigate damage. The NexBoard composite panel is designed to outperform traditional materials in flood conditions, sparking interest from lawmakers in Washington. As the debate shifts towards reducing flood damage, Zeriant's innovative technology is at the forefront of creating more durable building materials to withstand environmental stressors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.